BC Ferries is launching its busy summer season with a warning. Travelers should be prepared for sailing cancellations because of the ongoing shortage of trained crew members. Backup crew numbers to cover unexpected absences are especially thin at Swartz Bay and Nanaimo, said the company, noting one or two absences can result in a ferry staying in dock. We've done a lot to ensure smooth sailing this summer, but we need to be prepared that not all ships will sail all of the time, BC Ferries President Nicholas Jimenez said Thursday. Even though we have more people, we are short backup staff in key positions to cover unexpected absences. I hope customers will continue to offer their understanding as we grapple with retirements and a global shortage of 21,000 professional mariners. The summer season is traditionally the busiest time of year for the company, which anticipates carrying nearly 7 million passengers and close to 2.6 million vehicles through to September 5. Cancellations have been an ongoing challenge for BC Ferries in the past couple of years. A total of 300 sailings were cancelled in June, July and August last year, amounting to 0.7% of sailings in those months. Federal regulations require crew members with specific training to be on board before a ferry can sail. If a sailing is cancelled, BC Ferries said it does its utmost to accommodate customers and has published guidelines on what to expect at bcferries.com. Five more ferries will be running between Vancouver and Vancouver Island, the Sunshine Coast, and the Southern Gulf Islands for the summer season, which means more than 4,700 additional sailings. The company has also run its largest recruiting drive to date by adding 1,200 staff in the past year, including 140 recently hired professional mariners, 70 of whom are from Ukraine. The issues we are facing are complex, and while we are hiring more people, boosting training budgets and cross-training staff so they can be redeployed in areas of greatest need, getting to long-term reliability and sustainability will take time, Jimenez said. Washington State Ferries is also facing crew shortages. Paul Nursey, chief executive of Destination Greater Victoria, said BC Ferries is facing the same predicament as many others in the transportation sector. BC Ferries is an important connection and they've had ongoing challenges for 3 years and yet tourism has still found a way to be resilient and be successful. We would like 100% reliability, but we understand that they are an important partner and they need to get back on their feet. He urges travelers to make a reservation on the ferry. BC Ferries offered these summer tips. Book early. Customers with advance booking do not experience sailing waits even when multiple waits are reported. Consider traveling at off-peak times. The best strategy to avoid waits is to travel at less busy times. These are typically midweek days and early morning or late evening sailings. Ride share if possible because vehicle deck space fills up quickly. Arrive early. Consider traveling on a Saturday of a long weekend because the busiest days are Thursdays through Fridays and Sundays into Monday mornings. Check conditions before going to the terminal and read the routes at a glance page for updates. Prepare for hot weather. Misting stations will be in place at major terminals and at many smaller terminals. CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@TimesColonist.com.